Good morning, and welcome to another episode of Heaven Help Us, a podcast dedicated to encouraging you to rely on Christ for your daily life. I'm your host, Melissa Sykes. And today we are going to be tackling a topic that many of us can relate to. And I mean many of us. Walmart woes. Yes, I'm talking about the eternal quest for a parking spot at our favorite big box store. They say shopping at Walmart is the ultimate place to test your patience. Well, they are not lying. Stay tuned to find out about my Walmart woe and what the Bible has to say about how we should handle moments like those. All right, ladies. So let me set the scene for you. You've got your grocery list in hand. Your heart is set on finding those deals, and you pull into the Walmart parking lot. But wait, what's this? It looks like the parking lot is a scene from a chaotic game of musical chairs. I mean, who knew that finding a parking spot could feel like a modern-day scavenger hunt? You ladies know what I'm talking about. You circle the parking lot like a hawk, scanning for that elusive open space while trying to avoid the shopping cart traffic jam. And just when you think you've spotted that one parking space, someone else swoops in like a ninja out of nowhere. And it is enough to test anyone's patience. Or you see someone park in the space closest to the door, loading their groceries in the back of their car. You think to yourself, yes, perfect timing. Only to sit there waiting while the person wraps up their FaceTime conversation. Yep, that was me several weeks ago. I found myself trying to wait patiently for this young lady to back out of a space, only to realize that she was FaceTiming someone on her phone. And so as the line behind me grew longer, my patience grew shorter, and I could feel the anger brewing in me the longer that I had to wait. So much so that I started honking my horn and waving my arms, you know, just trying to encourage her to move it along a little faster. After waiting for what seemed like forever, I slammed my foot on the gas and sped off in anger. Now I know that patience is a virtue, but when you are in the crowded Walmart parking lot, it can feel like a test of faith. I mean, how do we keep our cool when all we want to do is get in, grab our groceries, and get out? Well, thanks to Solomon, who is believed to be one of the wisest men to ever live, he sheds some light on what happens to us concerning our anger and what that can do and how that can affect us. So I want us to take a look at Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 9. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. I want you to listen to what Solomon says here. Do not hasten in your spirit to be angry. Well, just that phrase alone probably caused some of us to, you know, kind of draw back and go, man, I am kind of, you know, hasty when it comes to being angry. He says, do not hasten in your spirit to be angry, for anger rests in the bosom of fools. Now, this verse offers some profound wisdom and guidance on how anger can negatively affect us and those around us. Even when we're scrambling for a parking space in Walmart. The phrase rest in the bosom of fools, I want you to know that this notates the weightiness of anger. Anger carries a weight. And man, that weight will really weigh you down. Now, there is a passage of scripture that says that we're not to be entangled or weighted down by the sins of this world, right? So we're not to allow, you know, anger to weigh us down. When we allow anger to take over, it also causes us to lash out. So now we've got the weight of the anger on our shoulders, and our response to that anger is to lash out to the people around us. Think about it. When we react hastily, we might say things or do things we don't mean, and those things cause harm to others. It's easy, though, you know, to feel justified in our anger, right? We sit there and we justify, like I'm sitting there in the Walmart parking lot and I'm justifying my anger because of the fact that this young lady knew that there were other people waiting behind her. And so, you know, she should have wrapped up her phone conversation in a timely manner so that other people could go find parking spaces. But the unfortunate thing is, my reaction to what she was doing was not the response that God wanted. So I cannot justify my anger in that moment. We cannot justify our anger when we lose control and we say mean things or we behave rashly and it harms those around us. There's no excuse for that behavior, right? We all know that anger is a natural emotion. So, you know, it's normal to be angry about some things. I should not have been angry about the fact that I didn't get the closest parking space to the door at Walmart. That is nothing to be angry about, right? There is a righteous anger that rises up in us. That was not righteous anger. That was just me being a spoiled brat and wanting my way. So even though anger is a natural emotion and it's not inherently bad to have anger, it's what we do with that anger that can lead us astray. Proverbs 14:29 tells us, whoever is slow to anger has great understanding, but he who has a hasty temper exalts folly. So how can we cultivate that great understanding from Proverbs 14:29? Well, here's a few tips, all right? So the first thing is, in that moment, pause and breathe. I know that that sounds like, you know, some out of this world, not biblical thing to do. But no, pause and breathe. When you feel that anger bubbling up, take a moment to breathe. And a deep breath can work wonders. If only I had activated this in that moment at Walmart, then I would not have rushed through the door like a tornado and pushed my shopping cart around Walmart like I was out of my mind. I would have actually strolled through and enjoyed my time like I normally do. Number two, reflect. Ask yourself, what's really bothering me, right? What was it that really made me mad about that in that moment at Walmart? Sometimes anger is just a mask for deeper feelings like hurt, fear, anxiety, impatience, selfishness. In that moment at Walmart, it was all about me being selfish. I wanted my way when I wanted it, how I wanted it. And because I didn't get it, then I acted out. Number three, pray. Bring your feelings to God. Ask for guidance and wisdom to handle the situation in a way that honors Him. So we have one, pause and breathe. Number two, reflect, and 3, pray. So now let's talk about how we can apply those 3 things in our everyday lives. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to think of a recent situation where you felt angry. Take a minute, think. It might have just happened before you started listening to this podcast, and the Holy Spirit said, you need to listen to this podcast because I got something I want you to hear. You know, it could have just happened to you, or maybe it happened yesterday, or maybe it happened last week. But think of a recent situation where you felt angry. So now let's break this down. All right. So the first thing we need to take into account is what triggered your anger. Was it something small, or was it a buildup of stress? Right? So, you know, did it start out and you just kind of let it build up over time, and then you finally flew the handle? That some people are like that. Some people take and they take and they take and they take, and then they just explode. And those on the other side of the explosion are like, what just happened? Because all I said was XYZ, right? Number 2, how did you respond? Did you react immediately, or did you take a moment to think? I work in the customer service business. Okay, that is what I do for a living. So I talk to customers all day, every day. Some of them are fantastic to talk to. Man, some of them, you know, I get the call and it just flows and we're having fun and boom, we're done. But sometimes I get the call where the customer is calling me and they're angry about something that happened, but it was out of my control, the thing that happened, right? And so I have an opportunity to respond immediately and escalate the situation, or I can sit there for a minute and just listen, let them say what they need to say. And as they're saying something, I'm taking it all in and I am processing what's being said. And then I'm able to respond with grace and kindness. It's the same way in this situation. Number 3, what was the outcome? Did your response lead to a resolution, or did it escalate the situation like I was just referring to? So we have these opportunities in these moments. And what the Holy Spirit is wanting to get us to is not reacting based on our emotions, not allowing anger to take control of the situation, but taking the time to filter the conversation through the Holy Spirit. That is the key. It's got to be filtered through the Holy Spirit and what the Bible says, not about our emotions and how we feel in that moment. So this type of exercise can help us recognize patterns in our reactions. And remember, you know, we're not going to get it right every time. You're going to mess up. And that's okay. Don't walk around in condemnation. We're all on this journey together, and God's grace is always there to catch us when we fall. So we don't stay down. We don't walk around condemning ourselves. We say, okay, Lord, man, I blew it that time. But Holy Spirit, I really need you to help me in the future. Help me to be able to walk and navigate through these moments. So as we wrap up today's episode, I want to encourage you to take this wisdom from Ecclesiastes and Proverbs into the rest of your week. And remember, we have the power to choose how we respond to anger. So let's strive to be women of understanding, reflecting Christ in our responses. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to Heaven Help Us. I would love to hear from you. So please feel free to contact me to share your story of faith or share your prayer concerns with me at melissasykes1330@yahoo.com. That's M-E-L-I-S-S-A S-I-K-E-S 1330@yahoo.com. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe rate, and share it with your friends. Let's spread the word and continue to build a legacy of faith together.